I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois lawmakers are due back in Springfield Friday for the first time in 230 days. New and re-elected members of the General Assembly will be sworn in next week. But lawmakers have unfinished business before then. Hannah Meisel has more.
Lawmakers haven't met since May. Their traditional fall veto session was canceled in November, with Democrats in charge citing a COVID-19 surge this autumn. Members of the Legislative Black Caucus have been clamoring for passage of a package of bills aimed at social equity and reform. Many lawmakers also want to pass a law allowing for remote legislating during the remainder of the pandemic. Republicans are fearful that the Democratic-led legislature will ram through a tax hike, just like they did during a middle-of-the-night lame duck session a decade ago. But Governor J.B. Pritzker, whose signature-graduated income tax idea failed at the ballot box in November, has insisted he and lawmakers should be focused on budget cuts before finding new revenue. The current year state budget is $4 billion out of balance. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Heading into the next General Assembly, Illinois Democrats will lose one seat in the House, but gain a seat in the state Senate and maintain supermajorities in both chambers. Illinois voters went to the polls in record numbers in 2020. Voters cast nearly 6.1 million ballots in the November election. Capital News Illinois reports that was the largest number ever recorded. State lawmakers passed a measure greatly expanding access to mail balloting in response to the pandemic. New lawmakers will be sworn in this month. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. The growth of new coronavirus cases in Illinois slowed over the weekend, but experts say it's likely a result of the holidays and fewer people getting tested. On a regional level, numerous agencies didn't report numbers over the weekend. Still, nearly 600 new cases of COVID-19 were reported, along with 7 new deaths. Experts expect a holiday surge in the coming weeks. They're encouraging people to quarantine if they've been in contact with people outside their household, get tested if they think they might have been exposed, and keep up mask wearing and hand washing, along with distancing measures. A new state law will limit the amount some insurance plans charge for prescription insulin. Senate Bill 667 was passed and signed by Governor Pritzker earlier this year, but certain provisions go into effect starting this month. Chief sponsor and State Senator Andy Menar says this was done to avoid litigation from insurance companies and ensure it didn't disrupt insurance plans mid-year. That's where the main provisions come in.
State-regulated health insurance plans cannot charge more than $100 a month in out-of-pocket costs, and that's mostly copays, right? There's some other out-of-pocket costs for insulin.
A December decision by insurer Aetna to drop Walgreens from its Illinois Medicaid plan is making it harder for thousands of low-income residents to get their prescriptions filled. The Chicago Tribune reports Aetna's decision to exclude the Walgreens chain from its Aetna Better Health of Illinois Pharmacy Network affects about 400,000 state residents.